14 students and three staff members gunned down during the massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The suspect, Nicholas Cruz, is facing 17 counts of first-degree murder and 17 counts of attempted first-degree murder for the people he wounded in the 2018 shooting. He pleaded guilty today to using an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle in the school's hallways and classrooms. Cruz was expelled from the South Florida high school a year earlier after a history of violent behavior dating back to preschool. Many of his victims and their family members looked on as he apologized.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day. And that if I were to get a second chance, I would do everything in my power to try to help others. And I am doing this for you, and I do not care if you do not believe me. And I love you, and I know you don't believe me, but I have to live with this every day. And brings me nightmares, and I can't live with myself sometimes.
Several parents shook their heads during the apology, knowing it will never be enough.
It really hasn't changed the way that I feel that much. My sister's life was cut short, and she was murdered by someone with a firearm. And it's not something that I would wish on anyone.
Meanwhile, families of the victims have reached a $25 million settlement with the Broward County School District for negligence in that shooting. The money will be split among the victims' families and the 17 injured.
A 12-juror panel will determine if Cruz receives a death sentence or life in prison without parole. A judge plans to start screening thousands of jurors next month for a hearing set to begin on January 4th. Nicole.